Blog Talk Radio.
We're doing a short show today. Really going to be on for about 30 minutes today. But that's still plenty of time to talk about what we want to talk about. 323-642-1128 is the phone number if you want to call in. And if there's something sports-related on your mind, come on in here. We'll talk about the World Cup. We'll talk about golf. We'll talk about women's golf, LPGA. Going to be in Northwest Arkansas this coming weekend. Stacy Lewis leading the five field. Michelle Wee coming off her victory this past weekend at the Women's U.S. Open. She's going to be in Fayetteville, Arkansas. So just a bunch of great women's professional golf going to be going on in Northwest Arkansas this coming weekend. What else is there? You know, the World Cup. Exciting soccer yesterday between USA and a man that's no doubtly one of the top soccer players in the world, Cristiano Ronaldo, ended in a 2-2 tie. So they're going to go at it again Thursday, I believe it is. I don't have the exact time that they're going to be playing. But Spain beat Australia today, and Netherlands defeated Chile. Australia and Spain are playing right now. Cameroon, Brazil are playing, and Croatia and Mexico are. So that's really how it looks right now. A lot of talk going around that possibly LeBron James is not going to be heading back to Miami. I don't know what's going on with that situation, to be quite honest. Maybe LeBron just has a wanderlust or something. He's ready to go somewhere else. Maybe he'll build up another team like he's done down there. So just interesting to see. Sounds like San Antonio, they may be losing some people. Carmelo Anthony is opting out of the final year of his contract with the Knicks. So a lot of moves and a lot of talks going around the NBA. So just keep an eye on to that. Tiger Woods says that he plans on playing the British Open. So hopefully his back is getting better. He has started taking some full swings as far as being able to get his back into shape. I want to say hello to all my friends over on the Facebook that are listening today. They got it going on over there on Facebook. Look me up under Gregory Squirrel on Facebook. If there's something we're talking about you want to comment on, make sure you get us on Facebook, or you can also go in on our chat room that we have here on Blog Talk Radio. We have a chat room right there. You can talk to us both. So once again, the phone lines are open, 323-642-1128. If you want to call in, like I say, we're doing the short show today. So we only got about 25 minutes left on the show. So hope everybody's tuning in and having a good Monday. Kind of wet, kind of rainy here, but it's still all good. I got some news out of NASCAR. Word out of NASCAR is Joe Gibbs Racing is losing one of its sponsors after the 2015 season. Sounds like Home Depot is pulling out of NASCAR. So they're going to be looking for a new sponsor for that car ran by Matt Kenseth next season. Also, rumor going around, Carl Edwards is leaving Roush Racing, and he's going to Joe Gibbs. So interesting to see what happens there. Kyle Busch, M&M's in the number 18 car, reportedly supposed to agreeing on a good deal or on a new deal. M&M's announcing that it's going to remain as primary sponsor for Kyle Busch and the number 18 car. Carl Edwards did win the Toyota Save Mart 350 on the Sonoma Road Course. And so a lot of stuff going on over there in NASCAR. I mean, you wouldn't expect that kind of talk early. But, you know, the talk's already going around. Teams pulling out of NASCAR next season. Drivers possibly signing new deals with new teams. Like I mentioned, Carl Edwards, he's in his final year with Jack Roush. And word has it that he may be going to Joe Gibbs Racing. Be anxious to see what they do as far as the Home Depot car. With Matt Kenseth behind the wheel. Be anxious to see who they pull in as a new sponsor for that car. Let's jump down here. Let's take a look at the MMA boards. Let's see what's going on. Before I go any further, I want to say hello to all my friends. Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. I want to say hello to them. If you need an attorney, go over there, check them out. Also want to say hello to the Fayetteville Nutrition Chain. That's what I'm going to call them here in Northwest Arkansas. You got Fayetteville Nutrition, you got Nutrition Hogs, you got Moxie Nutrition, you got Live Right Nutrition. If you're interested in getting healthy, losing some weight, you can call me at 888-361-8725, or you can go by one of those four locations and talk to one of the nutrition coaches, and we will get you on the right path to getting healthy, getting more energy, and losing weight. I am proud to say I broke the 240 barrier. I am, as of this weekend, I am now down to 238. I mean, it's only 2 pounds, but, hey, I'm slowly getting smaller, and I'm happy about it. So, like I say, if I can do it, you can do it. So Anderson Silva has been cleared to take another step towards returning to the UFC. Jeremy Stevens making some noise also. I'm trying to run down the MMA board. If y'all didn't get to make it to St. Louis, Missouri, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you missed some great stuff up there. The United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame had their week in the sun, as I call it. Had some great training seminars. Austin Bach, Richard Bastillo, Alex White, Bill Logan, just some great martial arts instructors. Marty Kale giving a Krav Maga seminar all 3 days, and it was just awesome. Had the black tie induction ceremony. Richard Bustillo was giving the Golden Eagle or Silver Eagle Award just for his dedication to the sport. And if you've all heard me talk about Richard Bustillo on many, many occasions, an original student of Bruce Lee, when Bruce Lee came to America, Richard Bustillo was actually took over. I'm not sure what the real word I'm looking for is, but he took over training Bruce Lee's children. Brandon was Bruce Lee's son, and I forget his daughter's name, but Richard Bustillo actually took over their training in Jeet Kune Do after Bruce Lee passed away. And so I'm honored to consider him, to be able to call him friend. And needless to say, I kind of got my butt chewed out for not being there for the training seminar. But hey, if I'm going to get chewed out by somebody, I can't think of a better person to get chewed out by than the one, the only, Richard Bustillo. Just a lot of great stuff going on. Answering some messages real quick. You can hear me pecking in the background because I got people typing in messages at the same time, so I'm kind of answering them. My friend Amy, I hope she's out there listening today. She's not showed up in the chat room yet, but hopefully she will get there. 323-642-1128 is the phone number. I mean, it's basically an open board today. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll be glad to talk about it. I did want to talk about some people I did meet. I got to jump over here to my emails because I asked them to email me all their information. And that's the fun thing about the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame is, you know, you meet people from all over, pretty much all over the world. You know, I've met people from Israel. I've met people from England, Australia, just all over. And so I happened to be at the Black Tie dinner. I happened to be seated with Alana Ragsdale, formation here, so I can tell you about Impact 360. You can find the website at www.impact360online.com. And as soon as I get this page pulled up, computer's running a little slow today. And I want to tell you, I was very impressed meeting this group of people. Impact 360, and I just base I don't jump behind too many or in order for me to endorse and support an organization, they have to meet I got some pretty high requirements for me to jump out and support the people. But the Arkansas Martial Arts Academy started out in 2005 with only 5 students, and within the first year they grew to over 100 students, and now they have over 200 students. What Impact 360 is, it's a purpose-driven school interest in developing the physical, mental, and social aspect of our purposes. The Arkansas Martial Arts Academy focuses on values important to having a healthy life and be able to support oneself and others, as well as developing healthy relationships. So basically, I wish I could get Alana to call in. They're a nonprofit organization. And they reach out to those kids that normally cannot afford self-defense classes. So, you know, they're going through the schools. Let me get back over on the page. And, they basically, we do not focus on sport as a school, but if a student chooses to do so, we will help train them and prepare him and her for competition. Self-defense is our martial focus. While we do teach the part of martial arts, practically self-defense techniques are required for every rank. So basically what this organization does, and like I say, I'm happy to just be talking about these folks. And once again, if you want to get more information, if you're down in the Central Arkansas area, look up Impact 350 online. And you can get more of the information. But they have all kind of stuff that they're involved with. Like I say, some of the instructors were up in St. Louis for the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, and one or two of their instructors were inducted into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame Saturday night. And then, you know, we had a blast. We had a dance afterwards, which I had the honor of DJing the dances. One more time, you got Alana Ragsdale, head instructor, executive director. She was inducted into the Martial Arts Hall of Fame. She's a two-time regional champion in sparring, Arkansas State champion sparring, and an undefeated kickboxer, six degree in karate, second degree black belt in taekwondo. Dr. Scott Crenshaw, who's president of Impact 360, he's a fourth degree black belt in karate. You got Nick Crenshaw, fourth degree black belt in karate, second degree in Olympic taekwondo. And then he's also served on several championship teams. Jordan Crenshaw, another fourth degree in karate, second degree in Olympic taekwondo. USAT state championship of sparring in two-time Texas, Louisiana, two-time Oklahoma, one Missouri, one for Arkansas. Then you got Morgan Crenshaw, karate and Olympic taekwondo instructor, state championship in sparring in Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Louisiana. And then you have James Goodwin, six-degree black belt, 2012 Master of the Year by the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, and various other titles and awards. So it's really a great group. And, they reach out and they help kids get involved with martial arts who may not normally have the financial means. So anyway, check them out, impact360online.com, if you have any more questions about that group, to give them a call. Hey, there's Amy. Amy is in the room. Hello, Amy. How are you today? You can call in at 323-642-1128. We only got about 10 minutes left on the show. Once again, we're doing a short show today due to some scheduling conflicts, but I do appreciate everybody that has tuned in to today. A lot of great stuff going on. Just a lot of great stuff. I want to say hello to my friend Brandon Lashley down in the Central Arkansas area. He's tuning in today. Let's run down to Cliff. We got Carla, Christy, Cliff, Missy, Becky, Patsy, Whitney, Titus, Julie, Andrew, Misty, and Wendy Richardson. So, got a lot of great stuff going on. Like I say, we got the short show today due to some scheduling mix-ups, but it is all good. I mean, who caught the soccer game yesterday? I mean, I was just so impressed. Soccer game yesterday. I was traveling home from St. Louis, so I really didn't get a chance to watch the soccer game, but I was listening. And so, I mean, it was exciting just from what I was listening to. Excuse me. Just from what I was listening to, on the radio, it was just a total exciting game. And I wish I would have loved to have seen the United States pull it out, but unfortunately they were not able to. Ended in a 2-2 tie. So once again, the United States and Portugal will be going after it. Be going after it again Thursday. So just have to keep in touch with that and see what's going on. There's a lot of great stuff going on. So anyway, once again, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We got about 8 minutes left in the show. I'm checking the switchboard, seeing if we got any callers calling in. I was kind of hoping to hear from my buddy Clint Davis, kind of give us an update on what's going on over at XFI. We'll try to get Clint online for Wednesday and like I say, see if Clint can give us kind of an update on what's going on over at XFI. Got some great stuff going over there. Don't forget, July 12th, we're going to be back in Springfield, Missouri with the Adrenaline Fight League. They got their next big event coming up at Cartoons in Springfield. It's going to be an outdoor show. And between now and then, we're going to try to get some of the fighters talking on the air, talking about their matches coming up at Cartoon. I know we got some big title fights. So it's always going to be a great time in Springfield, Missouri. All right, just kind of running down the board, seeing what's going on. Nothing there. 323-642-1128 is the phone number. I want to say hello to my friends over at Tribal Promotion, Rage in the Cage Promotion, Extreme Fighting, Inc. I want to say hello to them, too. Just some of my great MMA promotions out there that I've helped support. And, you know, I give them free airtime to promote their upcoming events. So I want to give a big shout-out to all those promotions there. All right, once again, Michelle Wee, United States Women Open Champion. That was her first. Major victory here in the LPGA. So congratulations to them. All right. What I want to put this out there, if you're listening and you want to go be an extra in a movie, the movie Greater, the Brandon Burlesworth story, is going to be doing some shooting at Ramey Junior High tonight here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Call time is 7:30 p.m. Now, here's the situation. You're going to be playing Tennessee Volunteer football fans if you want to be an extra. So You're going to be asked to wear anything orange. You might also want to bring some red. Nothing with the newer logos. If possible, just plain shirts, khaki pants, track pants. Please bring a brain jacket or a poncho. They're going to try to make – there's no rain scheduled, even though it has been raining off and on here today in northwest Arkansas. Maybe that's a good omen. They ask that you bring a rain jacket or a poncho. Once again, no school logos or anything on it. They're trying to make the scene look like it's raining, and it's going to be very important that everybody has some kind of jacket. So if you want to be in the movies, go down there to Ramey Junior High on Sang Avenue, right there along the strip where McDonald's, Taco Bell, Starbucks, down in that area. There'll be plenty of parking and stuff going on. You'll be able to find the place. All right, we got about 4 minutes left on the show. Let me jump over here, see if anybody's trying to call in today. 323-642-1128. We got 3 minutes left on the show today. Once again, a short day on the show. And hopefully we'll be back to full power come Wednesday. I had to stop and think a minute. My brain's kind of getting tired for the day, so gonna chill out, relax, have a relaxing evening, and we just hope everybody else does the same. All right, hope everybody had a good weekend. Who's ready for some football? I know I am ready for football. I'm always football. So football season just around the corner. We're about 65 to 70 days away. I don't have an exact count. Hopefully I will be able to get a count for you. I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Daniel Flynn. He's out there listening today. Delinda Richardson, she's listening. Erica Vaughn, Kim Kruger. Why are so many of my favorite listeners female? I don't know. I wish I could figure that out, but I'm not even going to mess with it. All right, boys and girls, we are getting ready to head it to the house. But once again, I want to say thank you to everybody who has tuned in today. We will do this thing again Wednesday. And I just hope everybody has a safe and happy Monday. And we will be back here Wednesday on the Greg Squirrel Show. Don't forget, you can listen to the replays. If there's something, once again, listen to the replay. You can go to my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. If you hear something on the replay that you want to talk about, hey, we'll be glad to answer your comments and questions. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a fun Monday, but we are going to head it to the house. So I'm going to jump over here. I'm going to say Dean Simmons, Paul Stanley, and the boys, hit me some music so we can go to the house. Not wrong button. Let's try that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of here. We will see you Monday right here on the Brick Monday. We will see you Wednesday on the Brick World Show. 3 p.m. See ya.